Hello, I'm Kevin Seidenstricker with American Media, an affiliate of Mansion Entertainment Group, and we are celebrating Black History Month here at American Media. I've reached out to the George Washington Carver National Monument Park located in Diamond, Missouri, and I'd like to welcome in the studio with us today Park Ranger Curtis Gregory. He's with the National Park Service and one of your friendly guides at the George Washington Carver National Monument. Well, Curtis, thanks for being here with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having the park. We appreciate it.
Well, we are always engaged and interested in what's going at George Washington Carver National Monument. So I'm happy that you can be here today and tell us what's going on at the park, and especially during Black History Month. Why is it important to talk about and celebrate Black History Month?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about the contributions that African Americans have made throughout the beginning of this country, even before the country was even started, when the first Africans arrived in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to tell those stories about, you know, the people that came here, the individuals that were, you know, soldiers, teachers, and all sorts of people, all sorts of individuals that made contributions to the country. So mm-hmm. It's important to share that, not just during Black History Month, but throughout the year as well.
So is Black History Month only celebrated in North America and the United States? I mean, surely blacks have made contributions globally that are worth celebrating.
Well, it really was established really at first for in the United States in 1926 by the historian Carter G. Woodson and other historians in 1926 for a week, which was kind of known as Negro History Week. Okay. And then it evolved into what is now African American or Black History Month starting in about 1970 or so. So not just only in this country, but other countries as well as Canada, England, the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. and others, Ireland and some other places as well, celebrate Black history throughout the year.
Curtis, what do you think are some of the things that we should be celebrating or focusing on in Black History Month?
Oh, you know, that when you presented that question to me, that's a tough one. I mean, yeah. There's so many individuals, events, and I would always encourage people to look at your local history mm-hmm. and maybe find a story or an event or an individual in your local community, just like around here. Mm-hmm. And in Joplin, you know, the famous Langston Hughes was born in Joplin.
Yes.
And, you know, people can learn a little bit more about Langston Hughes, world renowned, born in Joplin. And I think February 1st is his birthday. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And,
wow, kicking off Black History Month.
Yeah.
That's great.
Other individuals in this area. And, of course, always George Washington Carver, for
sure.
Yeah.
And we have that beautiful mural at Broadway and Main Street.
Yes.
In Joplin.
Yes.
And that portrays some very significant black contributors to black history in Joplin. So, Curtis, would you please highlight some contributions made by George Washington Carver?
Okay, well, George Washington Carver, where I work at George Washington Carver National Monument, is where Carver was born and where he spent about the first 12 years of his life. And he journeyed throughout the country to get an education, had some hardships and hard times to get an education, and graduated from what is now Iowa State University in 1894 with a bachelor's degree. In 1896, got a master's degree in agriculture, and then went south to Tuskegee, Alabama, where he spent the rest of his life. And that's where we know the most about him. He was an agricultural scientist, humanitarian, educator. He worked with peanuts, soybeans. Most people know him for peanuts. But he did so many other things, helping rural farmers, teaching them about crop rotation, diversifying their crops and such. So he was a pretty special person to really wanted to help people as much as he could.
And I find that interesting. When you mentioned Tuskegee, of course, the first thing I think of, and I'm an aviation guy, is I think of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Sure. Yes.
So, and that was kind of the same era almost.
Yeah, it was about the same era when the Tuskegee, kind of what was known as the Tuskegee experiment, started in 1941. Okay. Carver would have been still there. He died 2 years later in 1943. So he would have, I'm sure he would have known about the whole idea of the flight school and such at Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been too far away from the campus, so I'm sure he was aware of it.
Well, I would like to think also that he was an inspiration to those African Americans?
Oh, sure, sure. I'm sure that those young men, when they arrived at the flight school, mm-hmm. they were definitely aware of George Washington Carver.
I would like to think so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that the George Washington Carver National Monument Park is celebrating Black History Month?
Well, of course, we celebrate Black History Month every day.
You bet.
And but we do offer some special programming. We offer different types of films on different individuals. And we have programs every weekend on different subject matters. Like, for example, this weekend we have African-American Trailblazers on Saturday and Sunday. And throughout the month and every weekend, we have some sort of program.
Cool. Where can our listeners learn about all those activities?
Well, they can learn on our, we're on social media. We have our Facebook page. We're on Twitter, X, wonderful website, or come to the park and just experience it yourself.
Okay. Yeah. So on that Facebook page and the website, our listeners can learn about all the activities, your hours of operation, your days that you're open or closed.
You can find all that information on our website, our Facebook page, and Twitter as well. But we're open every day, 7 days a week.
That's awesome.
We're open every day. Our phone number is 417-325-4151. Have a great website as well where you can find out a lot of information as well. Calendar of events on our website as well.
Cool. And for those of us who are dependent upon GPS, 5646 Carver Road in Diamond, and there's plenty of signage down there.
The Park Service has a pretty good app that they can download, and you know it'll plug you right into the park. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Curtis, like I said, I've already learned a lot today. I know our listeners have too. So thank you for being here and sharing all this information with us today for Black History Month.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us. And hopefully we'll get a lot more of your listeners to come out to the park. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah.
We're free. There's no charge.
That's an important element I always want to mention. Yeah, it's free admittance and free to take part and participate in all the activities. Wow. Curtis Gregory, Park Ranger with the National Park Service at George Washington Carver National Monument, located at 5646 Carver Road in Diamond, in Missouri. Ranger Gregory, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you very much.
This message brought to you by American Media, an affiliate of Mansion Entertainment Group. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker, celebrating Black History Month.